My name is Ashley, and this is An Album a Day, an English language podcast promoting commentary on South Korean pop music. This podcast covers mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provides both factual and opinionated K-pop commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own. In this episode, we return to the land of A-Pink after departing over a year ago for the show's hiatus. As previously shared, due to my desire to hear more music, A-Pink will be the final idol group in A3 Day podcast history to have individual episodes for each album. Let's continue the journey right after the drop.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show start.
Hey, y'all. When we began A-Pink's discography in 2023, it was during the time of their fourth anniversary celebration. Towards the end of April last year, their label, IST Entertainment, announced that contract renewals resulted in only one member staying with the label. Now, despite the others departing the label, A-Pink would continue activities as a group, which is a common practice for many idol groups in recent years. Late 2011 was a busy time for A-Pink. Within 7 months of their debut, they landed a track on a drama's official soundtrack, hereafter referred to as an OST forevermore. There's a language all its own in Korean entertainment consumption, now that I'm thinking about it. And I wanted to do a dictionary of some sorts on my podcast website, but that's time consuming. There's already websites and physical books that have done it too. What I need to do is an episode on A3 Day Sister Show to expound on this and make sure I've got key terms in the show notes. Always something to do. Where was I? Okay. Yes. They landed an OST, recorded a reality TV show with boy band Infinite called Birth of a Family, and finalized today's album in the in-between. I know a thing or two about packed schedules, and I can certainly see this as a challenging time. Of course, they had their trainee days, but that's nothing compared to the pace of your debut year. You're working hard to establish your unique colors from the tens of dozens of other groups, and A-Pink had their hearts set on making a strong impression. So, filming a reality show with a popular senior boy band, participating in a planned promotional one-day event that was a cafe experience with fans, auctioning off personal items, and gathering the proceeds from this event to give to a South Korean welfare organization, they were intentional about making an impact. Did I mention that A-Pink prepared and served the food and drinks at their cafe event too? It sounds like it was an unforgettable thing for their fans, but how was the music? A-Pink's second EP, Snow Pink. let's just try that again. A-Pink's second EP, Snow Pink, was released November 21st, 2011. The album has 5 tracks and clocks in at just over 17 minutes of playtime. The album sold over 25,000 units and reached number 7 on the Gaon album chart. So for this review, we will be using the English title translations of the songs. Aesthetically, I like this album's cover more than their debuts, which came out 3 months prior to Snow Pink. The ladies are wearing white dresses with variable length tutu-like plumes, and the outfits are accented with black, blue, or white accessories and different sneakers and boots, allowing each member to express their personality. It looks soft yet playful, which is exactly what's conveyed in the production choices for the album. Track 1, He's My Baby, lyrics and music by Hyo Woo. The production is quintessential South Korean pop in that the music is heavy on string instruments, mainly with the piano as the focus and production machine percussion. The most catchy thing about the song is the chorus, and not because the phrase, "What is knocking on my window? What is knocking on my window?" Y'all, there is a bird. There is a bird building a nest outside of my office window. It's gonna be some knocking. This is the third, remember? Remember, no Drake intended. Oh my gosh. Remember that I said this would be the third episode that's gonna be hot trash? This is it. What was I saying? I was talking about the percussions. Okay, so yeah, it's catchy, the chorus, and it's not because the phrases are said in English. It's basically because it's an earworm. Why do y'all listen to me? It probably was a hit during school talent shows. Second track is My My, lyrics and music by Radio and Shinsadong Tiger. The late Shinsadong Tiger had a habit of making bonafide hits, and this was no exception. The music calls back to early hip hop. Refreshingly, there is no rapping that takes place. Now, I do enjoy rap, but to hear a song in K-pop with a group that's not ballad focused without rap was enjoyable. At most, A-Pink would intersperse some English delivery similar to the introduction to Shinashi Day's G. The dance break in My My is so tame compared to what was coming down the road for some girl groups. I especially love the fact that regardless of if you knew who A-Pink was or not, you've definitely seen the outfits from this video used in social media posts or K-pop event promotional materials. Like, the staying power of the look is undefeated all these years later. Then we have our third track, lyrics were by Shinsadong Tiger, and the music was by him and another gentleman by the name of Choi Kyu-sung. And this track sounds the most like it belongs in a video game, perhaps as an adventure background or something. It also, unfortunately, was the least memorable for me, despite the chorus being catchy. Then you have Like a Dream, the fourth track, lyrics and music done by the same person who did the opening track, He's My Baby. And it's pulling from the popular production style of Norwegian established production duo Stargate. You might not be familiar with the name, but you know the sound. The song is a true reflection of its time. That familiar cat, and that guitar combo reminiscent of to the left, or Rihanna's Good Girl Gone Bad, or basically anything from 2006 until late 2011. It's basically that sound completely. And a random fact about that, the sound was kicked off with So Sick by American artist Neo, who went on to pen several hits with Stargate in this production sound. Like, once it gets easy, once it's in your head, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Final track was Prince, lyrics and music by Super Chang Dai. Never heard of them. Very excited to look them up and learn more. I enjoyed the vocal composition of this song quite a bit, and A-Pink were able to individually and collectively sound lovely. They used another Stargate type beat, but it doesn't overtake the song or its sweet lyrics. K-pop fans, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being essential listening and 1 not worth mentioning, the A3Day rating for Snowpink is a 4. There were attempts made with trying different pop approaches, but it didn't feel as cohesive as the production or theme of their debut. The youthfulness is there, however, it hasn't aged well. Even the innocence of what they're singing about isn't similar to how crushes and young love is talked about now. I feel confident that it was a fun listen at the time of its release, nonetheless. As with the previous album, Snowpink will likely be appreciated by those who seek older K-pop songs for retro musicality or nostalgic listening. Season 7 of An Album A Day, a review of every album in K-pop, is hosted by Ashley with media research provided by AJ. Special shout out to my Patreon supporters who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z a real thing. Check out this episode's show notes to connect with me on social media and learn more about becoming a sponsor on Patreon. Tell other K-pop fans you enjoy this podcast, and let them know that I am a proud member of the Alive Podcast Network, where they can download the app and enjoy past and upcoming episodes on Apple and Android devices. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.